starting summons.
26.
Hakdama to summon. And we're going to start off. We're going to be discussing a few very basic issues in terms of the iyun of the sugya, as well as seeing that some of these even come out halacha lemaisa. But there is quite a bit of a hakdama of all sugyas. Some is the one that needs the most hakdama. And we're going to begin with the lashon of the tur in Kuf Tzadi. We're beginning Kuf Tzadi. Zok Tehelig Tur, Dvar Torah. Min HaTorah Eino Isha Mitama V'lo Asura Labayla. A woman is not both mitama, she doesn't become defiled for Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, V'lo Asura Labayla, and she's not usher to her husband, Asha Targish Shiyata Dami V'Sara, until she has a hargasha that blood came from her basa. V'chachomim Gozru Al Kol Kesem, of course that's the rule of Shmuel on Daf Nun Zayin Amabez, Ad Shetargish B'Vesara, and the Chachamim made a gzeira on every kesem, Shenimtza Begufa O Bivgadeha, if there's a stain that appeared on her body or clothing, she Tmeya, A, she's Tmeya, V'Asura Labayla, and B, she's Asura to her husband, Afal Pi Shelo Hergisha, even though she didn't have a Hargasha. Okay, these are the opening words of the tour. The tour clearly says that what we're going to be discussing over here is a gzeira. What we're going to be discussing is a gzeira, and that is that if a woman does not have a hargasha and she finds dam, nevertheless, we use the word find because she didn't feel anything coming out. Oh, it's sometimes translated as a stain. She has a stain. She found a stain. So then in such a case, she is Tameah. I'd like to point out that the lashon of the tour is that there's a gzeira. Chazal made a gzeira. In other words, according to the tour, Chazal really technically on the books, the halacha is that she should be tahora. Because we have Shmuel's din on Zayin Amabez, which is on page number 1. From the time we finally started again labeling the pages, on page, thanks to Yomo, on page number 1, we have Shmuel's din, which everybody agrees stands at the end of the sugya. It's just a question of how you explain how it stands at the end of the sugya. But Shmuel says that botka karka olam v'yoshva leha matza dam aleha tahora. If she sits on the ground and she finds dam, she's tahar. Shnemer v'vsara ad shetargish v'vsara. So we have exerim mit rabbanan. That is the take of the tour. However, it's important to note, even lahagdil toru lahadira, even if this is not going to be halacha lemaisa, it's important to note that the shita of Rashi doesn't sound this way. Rashi on Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph, that's page number 4 on the in the booklet. Rashi on Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph and Dibra Maschel Mishum Kesem, all the way on the bottom of the Yomut, Rashi describes Klomar Tumasafik Vitalin. Now, before we go on, I just need to apologize that since we have to apologize that we're learning halacha in 3/4 of a year. At the end of the day, every single one of the sugyas that we're going to make reference to now could be a couple of days of iyun together. And we're just going to be highlighting some things, and the chacham should be Yosef Lekach to sit and to plow more deeply into these sugyas would be very, very rewarding. So Rashi over there on Yudalim and Aleph, in a discussion of the Gemara in regards to Kesem, Rashi says it's Tumas Safek Vitolim. So we're going to have the word tolan, of course, means that we're more makel in regards to ksamim. In general, we tend to be more makel, and we would be tola. For example, the classic instance is that if the kesem is a small amount, we could be tola on a kina, and the size of a grit is she's going to be tmeah, but less than that, she's going to be tahora. So Rashi says it's a safek, and one would be tolan. These Rashis appear in a few places. I'm going to leave right now, though, with the Rashi Yudalit Amid Aleph, and we'll see also it might be connected to another Rashi later on. Aside from Rashi Shita, that is a Suffolk, and we might see that Rashi develops this point of Suffolk even more deeply, we see the Shita of the Rambam as well. The Rambam in the photocopies after the Gemaras on page number 6, the Rambam in the 9th Perek Shi'i, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Let's read the Hele Geverter of the Rambam, Ein Oisha Mistame Min HaTorah Benida O Beziva, Ad Shetargish V'tira Dam V'yotza B'vsara. Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. A woman is not become a Tame unless she's Targish, V'tira Dam V'yotza B'vsara K'moshe B'yarnu. V'tia Tmea Me'ei Shetira Ula Haba Milvad. Kesem has another leniency, and that is, we learned in the past, Anida is Metame L'mafreya, Mei Slaves. Here, it's only Mila Haba. Vim loir gishu botka umata adam lufnim beprusdar harezu becheska shabo bargasha. The Rambam has interesting chiddush, and that is that if it's found in the prosdar, then we could assume there's a hargasha. And halacha beis umidivrei sofra midrabana, we learned shekol aroa kesem dam al besara o al bigadeha. If she finds dam on her flesh or on her begadim, afal pi shelo hirgisha. So we have midivrei sofrim that she's tameo ki ilu matzadam lufnim bivsara, and we consider as if she found it inside her basar that the Rambam previously said that anytime she finds inside of her basar she's automatically tameo min haTorah. From the Rambam, finding inside the basar is interchangeable with hargasha that I put in parentheses that we're not discussing now, but that's a unique shita. And here's the line that's important for us. According to the Rambam, it seems like what we saw in Rashi, not to claim to oversimplify, say the Rambam is the exact same Shita in Rashi, but of the issues that we're raising, what is the nature of Tumas Kesem? The Tur is quite clear that Tumas Kesem is a Gzeira of Chazal, while Rambam and Rashi seem to say that it's going to be a Suffolk. Now, what is the suffix? What exactly is the suffix when it comes to the kesem? What exactly is our suffix? So Rashi says something novel, and we discussed this in our original shiurim in Hargasha. Rashi says on the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph that the suffix is as follows. This is also in our photocopies, all the way the first daf, second page. Rashi says on the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph on page number 2, Vilma argisha velavadaita. According to Rashi, the issue over here is that she might have had argasha. When it comes to a kesem, vamevin yavin, that might not be the same thing as the Rambam. The Rambam and Rashi might part ways, close brackets. But Rashi learns vilma argisha velavadaita. Rashi says that what you need is a argasha. However, it could be that she doesn't notice. And she really had argasha, but she didn't notice. So many of the Gedolei Achronim, including Rav Miller Shlita in his Shiurim, pointed out that according to Rashi, the suffix is this issue. And that is Dilma argasha velavadaita, that maybe she had argasha and we're not aware. In contrast to what we saw in the Tur, and we're going to see in a moment in Tosas, there's something similar to the Tur as well, and that is that the issue over here is not a suffix. Chazal made a gzeira on a kesem. Bang! A kesem is usher. I know you're wondering what the nafkamina is, so we'll get to shortly a possible nafkamina. And as the zman and ksamim goes on, we'll probably get some more nafkaminas. But right now, this is the shita of Rashi. Dilma argasha v'lavadaita. There's a suffix of whether there is a hargasha. In our original shiurim, we pointed out that Rashi goes on because that is the Shita Rav Yirmiya Midifti. Let's take a look at the Shita of Rav Yirmiya Midifti on Nun Zayin Amud Beis going into Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara points out that there is a stira between the Mishnah and the teaching of Shmuel. Shmuel had told us, as we had learned, as we began today, that the halach is that you need a hargasha. So the Gemara asks, but wait a second, there's a Mishnah that says not that way. Haroek Hesem, she saw a stain. The Gemara assumes that a stain is without a hargasha. As we pointed out, Kesem is used as a description of a stain that she found, but she didn't know that she was having blood. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti said, Modeh Shmuel she tmeah midrabbanan, that she, even though she's not tmeah min haTorah, because we don't know if she had a hargasha. Nevertheless, Vilma argasha, Rashi says, v'lavadaita, it's a suffix, and we have to be machmir. Ravashi Amar, Shmuel Huda Amar, k'Rebbi Nechemya. Ravashi gives a different explanation. Ravashi says that Shmuel goes like Reb Nechemiah. The San Nisnan, Reb Nechemiah Omer, kol dover she'ena mikabel tuma, ena mikabel ksamim. Ah, she sat on the ground in Shmuel's case, right? She sits on the ground. The ground is not mikabel tuma. We're going to have to get into halacha lemaisa. What happens if she finds blood on a toilet? Is that something that's a clue that's mikabel tuma or not? Just a sort of broadening the issue. But in the Gemara, we're talking about straight up karka, and when it comes to karka, so the halacha is that it's not mekabel tuma. And on that, Reb Nechemiah told us we're going to be megel. That was what Shmuel was talking about. So heroic hasem, when the Mishnah says that shmatama, that's on a dover hamekabel tuma. And Shmuel was talking about a case of an ena mekabel tuma, therefore she's tahora. Now Rashi has an interesting line over here. Ravashi Amar, continuing on in Rashi, Taima de Shmuel Darmer Lil Botka Karkalolam, La Mishum Argosha, has nothing to do with Argosha. Elika Reb Nechemiah Svirle, but rather he follows Reb Nechemiah. According to the simple reading of Rashi, and this is how Natan read beautifully in the beginning of the Zman, that could be that Ravashi is entirely rejecting the notion of Hargosha being critical at all, and Hargosha is not going to be a variable. Almost all the Gedolei Achronim assume not like Natan. Why do they assume not like Natan? Because at the end of the day, we see left and right that the Mefarshim all talk about Hargosha. Hargosha, Hargosha, Hargosha. We start off the tour that says that means that you need Hargosha to be Tameya Minatora. Then what does it mean, Lav Hargosha Tali? So we mentioned in the past the Sidrei Tahara. That the Sidrei Tahara says that what Rashi holds is the following. Hargosha is not something that's necessary for a woman to be Tameya. If we know that the Dam came directly migufa, so then in such a case, then for sure a woman is going to be Tameya. Lam Mishum Hargosha has nothing to do with Hargosha. Dahainu, Hargosha is a simen, Hargoshin is a sign that it came vade migufa. How do we know for sure that it came from her guf? So the answer to that question is Hargosha. Hargosha is a simen that it comes from her guf. And therefore, according to Rashi, every case in which, according to the Sidrei Tahara and Rav Miller Shlita, every case in which you have a kesem, so then there is a suffix whether there is argosha. In a suffix, you could be mekel. And what's that suffix? That suffix is whether there was argosha, and or, what does that mean? We're not 100% sure that it came migufa. However, as we learned in the past, according to Sidrei Tahara, if we know for sure that it came from her guf, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that she's tmeya. So at the end of the day, according to this Havana, the Sidrei Tahara, and the way most understand, Rashi is going to learn, as we saw Shitas Rashi, that a kesem is a suffix. What's the suffix? The suffix is, did it come from her guf? Which is the same suffix that you have whether there is argosha. What does that mean? That's the same suffix. When there is argosha, we know for sure that it came from her guf. However, ksamim are that there is no argosha. Memelech, so facto, we now have a suffix of whether she's tamei min haTorah, and we have the right to be mekel in certain instances. So what is kesem? Kesem is that we don't know it came from her guf. Memelech, we could be mekel. And argosha is that simen that it came from a guf. The moment that there is argosha, immediately you have to be choshesh that it came, that it's a, not even more than choshesh. Then that itself is made that it came migufa. And that's how to read the Gemara. Tosos has a different approach. Yes, Rabbi?
That's why I just clarify. I mean, I'm going to judge them a little bit, but that's only the shear of grist at the final
retest. According to everybody, that's going to be the shear. We're going to have to fit that in according to everybody. But correct. In other words, as if you don't know that there is argosha, so now it's a suffix. And Chazal said that up until that, you could be tola. Where do you see that? You see that this is not you and I speculating. What you just said is exactly Rashi's words on Yudalit Amid Aleph. Take a look at Rashi's words on Yudalit Amid Aleph again. Rashi says the point that you just made. Mishum kesem, that was page number 4. Klomar tumat suffix, it's a suffix. Vitolin, and then you have a right to be tola. So there's a suffix over here, and therefore you have a right to be told. However, Tosus in Dibar HaMaskel, Moda Shmuel, says the following. Moda Shmuel Sheitzmeya, Tosam Nun Chesam et Aleph, page number 2 again. Tosus says, Pirish HaKuntris, Ditalinan Dilma Argashov Alava Daita. Rashi learns that we're choshesh that she might have had Argasha, but she didn't notice, and Kesem is being machmir for that as a suffix. Zok de Heligate says, Ve'ein Nira. That's not correct. Tafilu Muchzok. La Shalo Hirgisha. Even if we know for sure she didn't have a Hargasha. Ho'ol V'rosso Damnidos. If she sees something that is Damnidos, even though she's not Mitama Minatora, Chazal made a Gzeira. Gzeira. They made a Gzeira Tosser. And then Tosis goes on. Maybe you'll think that I'm only disagreeing with Rashi in Rabbi Yirmiyahu Dipti. Says Tosfos, I'm duking it out with Rashi the whole way. I'm going to duke it out with Rashi all the way. V'Rav Ashi nami moda de l'Shmuel hecha de lorik isha Torah min haTorah utmeh midrabanan elohasu lefrusha dechinim sakarga de Torah afilu midrabanan. Tosfos goes on to say that even in Rav Ashi we're going to be machmir, even if we know for sure that there is no Hargasha. I'm oversimplifying a little bit Tosis and Ravashi, but at the end of the day, Tosis holds that it's a gzeira lahalacha, and that means it's not the pshat that there's a suffix whether there's a Hargasha. It's not dependent on Hargasha at all. It's a gzeira midrabanan. Tosis' pshat, of course, at first glance, seems to work very well with the lashon of the Torah. And if you take a look as well in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Chuf Tzadi Sif Ayin, it's if Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be like what we said in the Torah as well. Zok de Heliga Mechaber, Dvar Torah Eina Isha Metama, a woman in Minatorah is not Tmeya Velo Asura Labaila. By the way, notice this interesting Lashon in Yoredeya says in a double Lashon, she's not Tmeya and she's not Asura Labaila, an interesting double Lashon. Ad shetargish sheyetze dam mibsara, until she has argasha that it comes out. V'chachomim gozra al kol kesem. Chachom made a gzeira shenimtze begufa b'begadeh shitmeya. No mention of a dilma argasha, that we have a suffix or anything like that, like the Heilige Rashi learned. No, that she's tmeya, like the tour that we saw of Asura Labaila, and it's black and white. Afilu lo regisha. Even if she says for sure, she knows for sure that she doesn't have argasha, it's a gzeira of ksam, and ksam is a gzeira, and in the gzeira we have kulos of the gzeira of ksam. Not a suffix, but a pure gzeira. Before I give you the nafkamina that Rav Miller suggested in the Gemara itself, I just want to share with you what I think is a diuk misameches. This is Ein Beis Meirut Lo Chiddush. I told you that Rabbi Willig asked me how I'm doing the shiurim, so I said, and I'm learning up the sugyas and then listening to Rabbi Miller's shiurim, and I'm saying them over. So Rabbi Willig said, very good. It's good not to be too revolutionary in the beginning. And then he said, but Ein Beis Meirut Lo Chiddush. At the same time, that's just the nature of the neshamas of Ein Beis Meirut Lo Chiddush. So I think this is a little bit of a chiddush that stems beautifully from what we just said right now. Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Take a look at the Beis Yosef, Kuf Tzadi, Sif Katan Aleph. I have a subtle deal. The Beis Yosef quotes Rashi on the Tesama Beis. I photocopied the Rashi on the Tesama Beis about how he's Magdir the Ksamim. Now, remember our theory that the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Tur that holds that everything is a Gzeira from the beginning to the end. And that's basically what the Beis Yosef himself says. And then the Beis Yosef quotes Rashi. Now, he's quoting a little bit of a complicated Gemara, complicated just what the Gemara means, Shelo Omru Chacham Lahachmir Elo Lahakel. I just want to take the line that he quotes of Rashi out of context. Upirish Rashi. In Aleph, the first four lines, and everybody see it? Upirish Rashi. It's also in your booklets as well. Quoting Rashi, we have Rashi photocopied as well. Upirish Rashi, everybody have that? Upirish Rashi, Hai de gozer rabbanan biksamim. This gzeira of the rabbanan biksamim, lahachmir al divrei Torah, it's to be machmir al divrei Torah. Shelo lahakel benida gemura. It's to be machmir that they're afraid that people would be makel anida gemura. Umiu ksamim atzman derabbanan. But ksamim themselves are really only derabbanan. In other words, chazal are machmir, but ksamim are derabbanan. Va'azlinam bu lekula. And we go lekula v'talinam b'chol midi, and we're told in everything. Now, what does the Beis Yosef do over here? Ubereish pirkin, amar Shmuel b'vsara, amar Rachmanan ashe targish b'vsara. Now, if you're not careful, Beis Yosef pulled a fast one. If you look at the Rashi, these last seven words do not appear in Rashi. You would never know if you were reading the Beis Yosef. He quotes Rashi, and Beis Yosef tags on eight words. Amar Shmuel ad shetargish b'vesara. What's the Beis Yosef doing? He's doing what he does in Kuf Pei Gimel and what he does in Kuf Tzadi. And that is that he says, you should know, for her to be Tmeya, she needs a Hargasha. And over here, there is no Hargasha. And since there is no Hargasha, so therefore we're Machmer. That's what the Beis Yosef is doing. Like he says in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Torah says, and so on and so forth. He's saying, here there's no Hargasha, and therefore it's Ksamim. If you look in the Rashi, Beis Yosef pulled a fast one. The Rashi doesn't say that. The Beis Yosef added to Rashi's words. Why? Because that's the Beis Yosef Shita. The Beis Yosef Shita is that this is the way they teach in the Chassan classes. There's Nida D'Oraisa. Nida D'Oraisa is with a Hargasha. And then there's Ksamim without a Hargasha. And Shmuel says, Achet Hargish B'Vsara. But if you look up the Rashi, Rashi doesn't have that. Why does Rashi not have that? Because Rashi's Shita is that when it comes to Kesem, Kesem is also a Chshash of a Hargasha. Kesem is also a Chshash of B'Vsara. It's a Safek. And Rashi, therefore, doesn't say this rule of that it's automatically the Rabbanan just because they didn't have a Hargasha. Even when it comes to the Din Rabbanan is a Chshash of a Hargasha. In contrast to the Tur, Beis Yosef, and the Bali Tosfos, no! Ksamim has nothing to do with the fact that there might have been a Chshash Hargasha. We know for sure there wasn't a Hargasha. Once you know for sure there wasn't a Hargasha, then there's a Gzeira Din Rabbanan. That's different. And the Beis Yosef pulled a fast one. Okay, that was L'Hagdol Toru L'Adira. That's a Hosafa for the Talmid Mimfalpilin. Again, it's a diuk in a Beis Yosef. It's not going to make an afkamina l'halacha, but at the same time, we have to be amel before we get to the halacha myself. I'd like the Avrichim to fight about it. You had a question.
Yes, Rebbe was telling me, maybe I didn't completely understand that for the Rambam, at least Rashi was not really going off of Gzera, it was going off of Suffolk.
Right.
Or in contrast, Tos was going off of Gzera. But Rashi says Beferish, and the Rashi that I thought the Rebbe told us to read on the top of the Mechas Haman Aleph, he says that it's Gzera. Tamar de Shmuel d'Amar Leil Vod Kekarko Olam V'chul. Elam Hashem Hargash, Elam Kerbi Tchem Yisrael, D'Amar Lo Yizkir Chacham Gzeras Kesem.
Right. Everybody holds that's called Gzeras Kesem. The question is whether Gzeras Kesem starts from a Safek, or is Gzeras Kesem, and what's the Safek of Safek Argasha, or is it a low plug Rabbanan of a Gzera?
But the Gzera is a
Mechon. Absolutely. Of course, yes. Now this might affect what Rav Miller Shlita said is a possible nafkamina. Rav Miller suggested what I just said, that he pointed out the different Rishonim, that there are different approaches. And then, if you take a look, oh, by the way, one more Tosis Lishitaso, Tosis on Dav Gimel Amid Aleph. That's in the photocopy page number 3, Dibra Maschil Margeshes Atzma, that Tosis says that this is a low plug Rabbana. That is a low plug, even though you know for sure there's no Hargasha, Tosfos Dibur Maschil Margeshes says it is a low plug Rabbanan, and that would be Tosfos Lishitaso as well, that this is a pure Gzeira and not a Suffolk. This is Rav Miller Shlita pointed out, this Tosfos Margeshes. Okay, now, Tosfos the Gemara Nun Tes Amibes, Rav Miller suggested a possible Nafgamina would be, is there room to be Mekel in Svek Sveka? According to Tosfos, there is no Svek Sveik over here. According to Tosos, there what you have here is Gzeira Midrabanan. There's Gzeira Midrabanan. There's no Safek Dilma Argusha. It's no Safek of whether the Hargusha said is made that it came from her Basar or not. There was no Argusha for sure. Nevertheless, Chazal are Machmir. The Gemara Nun Tes Amid Beis has a fascinating Shaila. Iboy Luhu. It's on page number 5. Page number 5, Nuntes on the Beis, and we have it underlined over there, about 10 lines into the Gemara on Nuntes on the Beis. Iboy luhu ish v'isha omdin. If you have a man and a woman who are standing and urinating, The Perek Shi'i, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, is right after the Perek of Aroah Kesem. Aroah Kesem is the 8th Perek. Ha'isha Shosa Yosa Tzrachea is the 9th Perek. So a woman is urinating V'ra'as Adam, and she sees blood. Now there's a whole Shaila in the Tanoim and the Amoraim and so on. Do we assume that the there was some urinary tract infection, and the urine brought some dam, which of course would then be damaka, or not? So Gemara has the following shaila: there's a man and the woman who are standing, and then there was dam. So now says the Gemara, Mali Amar Remeir Ki Amar Remeir Bechatzveika. Remeir was machmir with one suffik. Avol besvek sveika lo metami, but a double suffik you don't have to metami. What's a double suffik? There might be a they were both urinated. So there might be a man with the damaka, and there might be a woman with the damaka. So there's a double suffek over here. It could be it's damnida from the woman. It could be it's damaka from the woman. But it could also be damaka from the man. Says the Gemara, svek sveka lo metami. Maybe we'll only be machmir on this when it's a one suffek. But now there's a double suffek, we won't be metami. Odilma loshna, or do we say that there's no difference? There's no difference between a man and woman are standing. So Miller Shlita suggested that would reflect our previous Shaila. If you say that Kesem is an objective suffix like Rashi's learning, so now you've got a double suffix. Kesem is a suffix. You could attach on another suffix. But the moment in which you say it's a gzera by the Isha, right? It's a gzera by the Isha, so then you've got one suffix, maybe it comes from the man. But to say that the woman is also a suffix, there's no suffix. So if you assume this is a bona fide kesem, according to Tosos, so you've only got one suffix. According to Rashi, every bona fide kesem is also a suffix. So then it could be a double suffix. And he suggested maybe this is the Gemara Shaila. Ania Talmud would just want to add that maybe this is a little bit different, because over here, there's a makkah. And makkah and kesem might be two different shailas. So if you take a look at Rashi seems to say that it's makkah. But whether the Gemara is exactly the same case or not, there is a Marim Malkum that one needs to contend with when talking about Svek Sveka, and that's the Gemara on Nuntes on the base. Either way, Hayotze Midvarenu, there are two shittas over here in terms of Kesem, whether Kesem is Usar Alta Safek, Kilo Safek Doraitza, like the Rambam and Rashi seem to say. Rambam and Rashi might have slightly different Svekos. Rashi seems to be a suffix, whether it's a hargasha, and that's how we're going to summarize. That Rashi holds that there's a suffix of hargasha, and that suffix is really a suffix of whether it came mitzara, according to the Sidrei Tara. That's what a suffix in hargasha is. While Tosas disagrees, Tosas holds that kesem is an absolute gzera. Anything that might come from her body, even if for sure there was no hargasha, that's called a gzeras ksamim, and therefore the halacha is one needs to prohibit. We then pointed out that the Tur, the Beis Yosef, in both the Beis Yosef and in the Shulchan Aruch, say that the halacha is that it's a pure gzeira, and it's a pure. If it's a pure gzeira, then the way it works is that even though you know for sure there's no hargasha, we're going to be machmir. That's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. And then we have that gishmaka ha'ara that the Beis Yosef tags on into Rashi, something Rashi didn't say, that the reason why we're going to be machmir by some is for sure there wasn't hargasha. And that Rashi didn't say. Rashi's Lashon was Meduyak. Another Nafkamina, Rav Miller Shlita suggests, is in the cover page, is a fascinating Nafkamina, which the Minhag Olam, I believe, is Machmir, and that is, what happens if a woman has a Kesem? So bottom line in Shulchan Aruch is that we treat the Kesem as being a Vadai. Let's take a look and see that in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Once a woman sees a Kesem, we consider it as a Vadai. Let's see Dvarav HaKadoshim. Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Metamev Lo Asura Labayla. We're reading the Shulchan Aruch. Ad Shetargish Yotzadami Bisara. Vechacham Gozru Ala Kesem, Shinimtza Begufo Bibgadea, Shitmea, Vasura Labayla Filu Lo Hirgisha, Vafilu Bodka Atma Umatza Tahora, Utsricha Hefsik Tara, Shetivdok Atma Timtza Tahora, Vachar Kach Timna Shiva Nikim. So then, we're in the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in our Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, she has to count Shiva Nikiyim Chutz Miyom HaMetziah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that she has to wait 7 clean days, and the Ramah adds Ki'ilu Rasa Vadai. It's as if she saw a regular Re'iyah. What the Shulchan Aruch is coming to preclude I didn't put this on the Maror Mekomo, so maybe I'll leave it for next time. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, the Rambam seems to be of the opinion that a woman who sees a kesem doesn't need to wait. Well, we haven't explained yet why that's so. A general woman waits 5 days, and then she counts 7 clean days. The Rambam seems to say when it comes to kesem, she only waits 7 days, like a nida d'oraisa. A nida d'oraisa, as we've discussed in the past, according to Din Torah, she has 7 days which she sees. She can see up to 7 days. She does the hesek tar, and then the seventh, and then she goes to the mikvah. However, here the Shulchan Aruch says that this is not what applies to this regular woman. Rather, a woman who sees a kesem, rather there's no difference, halacha l'maisa, between a woman who the Rav said is aser because she saw a kesem, or because it's a regular period, she has to wait 7 clean days as well. What's the nafka mina I was alluding to? What's halacha when she goes to the mikvah? We're going to learn the halachos that she makes a bracha. Ala tefillah. Does she make a bracha? If you treat it as a safek, if the reason why she's asked is also suffik, suffik bracha is a lahaka, one could argue. So in such a case, then she shouldn't make a bracha.
The suffik daraisa, though.
No, it doesn't matter. Because the rule is, if you have a suffik, whether there's a chiyuv daraisa, it's a machlokas ramam raivin, hilchos milo, androgynous, v'chule, v'chule, Rabbi Soloveitchik Zetzal gave a special shiur about that. But at the end of the day, the pashtus is that when you have a suffik of whether you're chayiv bedavar, then you don't make, the pashtus is that you don't make the bracha. That's the pashtus. You don't make the bracha. Chacham Avadi was very, very sharp about this. Chacham Avadi said, whenever there's any type of suffix, automatically you don't make a bracha. So what will you say in regards to a woman who goes to the mikvah after she was tmeya for a kesem? So Rav Miller pointed out that the Darchei Tshuva and Simon Reish, Reish is the halachos of tefillah, says you don't make a bracha. Even though normally a woman does make a bracha of ala tefillah. The Darchei Tshuva quotes positions that say that she doesn't. Why would that be so? Because at the end of the day, it was only a suffix. For sure, in Shulchan Aruch, we pass it and you treat it like a vaday, but to say that she's going to make a bracha, to say that you make a bracha, no. The halacha is that yet, or, no, the Aruch HaShulchan says not that way. This is the way we follow halacha l'maisa. We follow the position of the Aruch HaShulchan, even though Darchei Tshuva quotes dissenters and say that she does make a bracha. Why does she make a bracha? Shulchan, it fits in beautifully in Shulchan Aruch. Kilu rasa vadai. There's nothing to talk about. The halacha is that she vadai saw, and therefore we're going to be machmir and treat this kesem as if it's dam nida. So once we treat it as a gzeira, as vadai, as midrabanan vadai dam nida, we make brachos on the rabbanans, of course. We make brachos all the time on the rabbanans. We just followed the Yom Tov, where the whole Yom Tov is all the brachos midrabanan. So too, we would make a bracha as well. So that would be even a more cut and dry nafkamina than the Gemara in the Testament base. Whether it's a gzeira suffik, is the bracha on tefillah. The Beis Yosef goes on, and according to the way Rav Miller took apart this diun, it's not a coincidence, I think, this Rav Miller didn't say, but it's probably not a coincidence that the Beis Yosef goes on with the next example. He quotes a Trumas Hadeshen. Kasa b'Trumas Hadeshen simin reish mem vav. Trumas Hadeshen simin reish mem vav had the following shayla, and of course the Shulchan Aruch codifies it here as well. Nira b'isha, we're on topic number 4. I'm going out of order. We've done topic number 1 and 2 on the cover page, and now we're going to topic number 4. Kasa b'Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen has the shaila of Isha Shirgisha Velo Matzadam. So Kasav Trumas Hadeshen Simon Reish Mem Vav Nira B'Isha Shirgisha Shniftach Mikora. She feels that she has a Hargasha Lahotzi Dam Ubotka Achakach Velo Matzaklum. And she checks afterwards and she doesn't find anything. Yesh L'Tama. We should say she's Tmeya. Devada Yotza Tipas Dam Kecharda. Because for sure, if she had a hargasha, then for sure dam came out. V'nitzkaneach onomuk, and it just got swept away. The hargasha svaras d'oraisa, because hargasha svaras d'oraisa. Heicha d'lekele misli hargasha v'midi achrini. As long as there's no other reason to believe that she was margish something else. She wasn't having some other type of cramp or anything like that, which will come up next time in the Piskei Tshuva, and we say that she vadai saw. So Rabbo said, this is an amazing halacha. This halacha says, a woman who has a hargasha, and there's no reason to believe that the hargasha comes from anything but her menstrual cramping. In other words, it's not that there's some type of hemorrhoid or anything like that that's causing it. We can't explain the hargasha. Then even though she checks and she doesn't find any dam, the Trumas Hadeshin says she is Tmeya. And that's what we have in two deos in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber goes on, that's where we're up to, beautifully in the Mechaber. The Mechaber goes on, Kuf Tzadi Sif Alech, V'imir Gisha Shiniftach Mekora Lohotzi Dam. If she felt that her Mekor opened, V'achakach Botka, U'botka Achakach V'lomotza Klum, Yesh Mishomer Shi Tmeya. Some say that she is Tmeya. That's the Lashon over here. The Ramah in other Simonim was Mekel. Said that there's room to be Mekel. That's what the Shach makes reference to. Ayin Le'il Simon Kuf Peches Sif Aleph. That there are some who are Mekel. But over here we have it brought down as a Yesh Misha Omer that she's Tmeya with Hargasha. Okay. Now this Psach, as far as the Trumas Hadeshin goes, so it could very well be, Rav Miller Shlita suggested that this chidush of the Trumas Hadeshen follows in what we saw in Shitas Rashi. Rav Miller thought that the Pashtus goes like Shitas Rashi. That we saw that the opinion of Rashi is that if a woman has Vadei Hargasha, so then in such a case, that says it's Vadei Migufa. If she might have had Hargasha, then it might have come from her guf. In other words, we said that Hargasha is a simen that there's dam hayotze migufa. If you learn like Tosas says that there's two conditions. One condition is that you need to have dam. Another condition is that you need to have hargasha to be tmeya min haTorah. So if that's so, so just because she had hargasha, how do you know that there was dam? But Rashi understands that that every case of hargasha, if there's a vada hargasha, there was vada dam. If there was a safek hargasha, then there's safek dam. In our case, the Trumas Hadeshin, there's a vada hargasha. If there's a vada hargasha, then you would say that there's vada dam, which would come out conceptually very well. That the Beis Yosef quotes the Trumas Hadeshin right afterwards, because Trumas Hadeshin is a chumrah that's different than the way we had learned before about ksamim. We had assumed, according to the Balei Tosos, that a kesem is a gzera midrabanan, has nothing to do with hargasha. There's another tnai, there's another condition that says, in order to be tamei min haTorah, you need two things. You need dam, and you need hargasha. Over here, you have only dam, so you're only tamei midrabanan. That's the position of the Balei Tosfos, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch. And then we just add, that even though we don't paskin like Tosfos, but there is a sheet out there of the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Trumas Hadeshin says, that if there's hargasha, the halacha is that you need to be machmer. Why? Because there's a dissenting view. What's the dissenting view hold? The dissenting view holds that hargasha means nida min haTorah. Hargasha means nida min haTorah. And what's kesem? Kesem is a safek hargasha. Kesem is a safek hargasha. If you disagree and you hold that kesem is not a safek hargasha, so hargasha happens to be another tnai. You have two necessary conditions. Number one, you need dam. Number two, you need hargasha. If that's so, so just because you have hargasha, check if there's dam. And if you check and there's no dam, so why do you have to assume that she's Tmei Min haTorah? But Shitas Rashi, according to the way Rav Miller and the Sidrei Tara understand it, Shitas Rashi is that Hargasha is the be-all and end-all. And the only reason we're going to be Machmir for Ksamim is because it's a Safek Hargasha. There's a Safek whether there's a Hargasha over here. But if you have for sure a Hargasha, then you're going to have to be Machmir. According to this Havana, the Trumas Hadeshin is even being Machmir Min haTorah. So Chumra Doraisa. That you have to be machmir. If there's a hargasha, then you have to be machmir. Okay, so that's the shita. We mentioned in the past that there are mekilim. It's brought down in the mechaber just as yesh omer, and the shach makes reference to that when the shach says ayin le'il kuf peches aleph that there are many mekilim. Mashik asav nusham that there are many mekilim. By the way, the shach. They asked that the shach himself doesn't comment on it. So there's a discussion. What does he mean? Umashik asav nusham. Presumably he's making reference to Darche Moshe, who points out that this is a minority opinion. Yes.
I don't
I thought that kukkas was different. Kukkas is when you could be tola that you saw something else that came out of her. If she sees white and she has an argasha, then you tola.
The shach doesn't understand that. Understand that way.
I mean, the Torah Shalom and a lot of other achronim understand that. I mean, like, we don't have to say that.
Okay. I'm just quoting the shach. Nachon. You could read kufeches differently, but I'm quoting the shach. I'm just pointing out that this is a chumrah of the Truma Sadeshen, and I'm emphasizing it fits in beautifully in our conceptual framework that this is not the pashtus of the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, that Samim is Xeris Midraban, and it's closer to Shita of Rashi. Correct. Finally, the last point that's, I think, very, very important in starting off Samim is to see the discussion in the Rishonim whether it's even Ksamim at all Bizman Hazeh. Let's take a look at the Ravid. This doesn't even make its way to the Daf in the Shulchan Aruch, but everybody's got to know this discussion, or Miller Shlita spend more time than we will within the Shitas HaRishonim about this. Let's take a look at the Ravid in the Shar HaKsamim, where the Ravid quotes a wild Shita. And that shita is that ksamim don't apply bizman hazeh altogether. It didn't make its way even into Shulchan Aruch. But the Ravid quotes the Ravid. What do I mean? The Ravid quotes the Ravid. The Ravid quotes another Ravid. There are three Ravids. One is the Ravid the Baal HaEshkol, and then there's the Ravid who's the Baal HaSagos, his nephew. And so this is the Ravid that we have of the Baal HaNefesh is also the Baal HaSagos. But the Baal HaEshkol was the Rav Avbezin. That was that Ravid. And he was of the opinion that Ksamim don't apply today. Where do we have this in front of us? We have the Ravid starts off. Ra'isi Lefarish. This is the opening of Shara Ksamim. Ra'isi Lefarish Ba Ksam She'isha Tzricha Lachosh Lehen Ve'eshein Tzricha. There are times that she has to be Choshesh, and there are times that she doesn't have to be choshesh. And then he says, Vahare ani niskat, fifth line into Sharaksam, Tchila, la'osan sha'omrim shein aksam no'agim izman hazeh. I saw that there are some who say, the Ramban again quotes this in the name of the Baal HaEshkol, that's where it's the Ramban on Yud Tes Amud Beis, that quotes in the name of the Baal HaEshkol, u'ri'isam ki aksam imid rabbanan, that there are those who say some doesn't apply at all bizman hazeh. They say at the end of the day, Ksam is Mirabanan. Kamo Shamar Mishnah Dam Yezova Bisara, Veloa Roa Kesa. That we see that number one, it has to come with Argasha. Vicheme Eisle Eshanida the Rabbanan, Kshem Shem Eisle Eisle Ela Taharos, Kach Eng Haksamim Ela Litaharos. Ukishimetames Boala Hakol Litaharos. That's the critical line. The Ravid quotes those who say, that when we say that a woman is metama, that only means for taharos. And when it says that she's metama boala, it doesn't mean the iser kares of being with her husband, that it was a gzer midraban, that iser kares. It means for the halachos of taharos. Ze tama matirim. And this is the rationale of matirim. However, the Ravid disagrees. Vahevel hu biyadam. The Ravid in the Baal HaNefesh disagrees. He says it's hevel. And Chazal said that it applies not only for Toma, that we're machmir, that the kesem would be metame, but it also makes the woman asura lebaila. He then brings rayas. He says the Gemara's talk about bringing a karban after a kesem, and if it would just be aloch and tahara, why would you bring a karban? So therefore he says, in other words, if husband and wife live with each other, Beshogeg after a kesem, they would bring a carbon. He says it was only halacha and some of it tahara, and it wasn't any iser involved, so then why would they bring a carbon? So there are two positions over here in regards to ksamim in general. Obviously, we follow the Rishonim who say that ksamim applies labaila as well. That's hakdama number one in terms of the question of the iser kesem and its relationship to Tumah v'Tahara versus its relationship to the Isser Labaila. There's a Machlokis Rishonim of whether Kesem is a Halacha only in Tumah v'Tahara or Isser Labaila. Of course, we pass them like those who say there is an Isser Labaila. With that in mind, I want to share with you something that is, I believe, one of the most critical things in terms of Ksamim, and that is the Pischei Tshuva. quoting the Sam Sofer. And this is one of the only things that I teach to Chassanim that's from the Shulchan Aruch itself. And as we go through Kiseder, the Halachos, there's one Pischei Tshuva that quotes the Chassam Sofer that should help you in terms of dealing with something that might be quite strange in Hilchos Nida. Of course, we're going to discuss the Halacha of Gris. And that is that if there is no Hargasha, and a woman finds a stain on undergarment, even if it's white, if it's less than a gris, you could be makel. So come on, when I was a chassan, when I learned this, I said to myself, come on, this is really strange. Does anybody, it's red, does anybody believe that it really came from a kina? Well, how can you be makel? How can you be makel? So she didn't have argasha. But how can you be makel? So you want to say it's a suffix, be machmer and a suffix. How can you be makel? Well, halacha is changing the reality. Do we really believe that? So, and this is something that probably goes through most chassan in mind when they hear that you could be makel. So there's a fascinating chassam sofer. Chassam sofer in Simin Kuf Tzadi. In Pischei Tshuva, Sifkot and Yud. Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Yud, and Pischei Tshuva. Halfway through Sifkot and Yud with the brackets. Ba'ayim b'tshuvas chassam sofer, Simin Kuf Nun v'kuf Tebet. The Chassam Sofer has a very interesting take on this. The Shir Kesem Hanachon Kefi Shehela B'Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka. First, he talks about some technical things. The Shom Metzuyin Ashir B'Tzimtzum B'Digduk Gadol. He says Mil Tzedaka did a great cheshbon exactly how much a gris is. V'Kama Tirchos V'Yigias Yigati Ad Shebataktiach Ramatzasi Shir Neman U'Kfar Salakti Melov Kol Tzmunas Hakresi U'Plesi. Abdu Shir Gadol Harbiv Lo Nimzakein Dama Kols Bizmaneinu. So they argued, wait a second. You know what the Crazy Place's argument was? Now, in those days, they did have more bed bugs. So Crazy Place said, your shear is too big. He said, I've seen a couple of bed bugs. You're right. It is possible that it comes from bed, but your shear is too big. It's much smaller than that. So Mil Tzedakah responded, Nirli Atam and Chassam Sofer, Mishum de Tchilat Gzeres Kesem Hayu Mishum Chumro de Taharos. Originally, Kesem was the Chumra de Taharos. The Lo Plug Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said that you have to be Machmir. Vitimu Osa Gamla Baila. Rabbos, I remember! Kesem is a Gzeira! Kesem is a Gzeira! If Kesem is a Gzeira, so then where did Gzeira come from? The answer was that in Tuma Vitahara, you have to be Machmir on Samim. So for Tuma V'Tahara, you have to be Machmir. So then, Chazal came along, according to Chassam Sofer, and they made a low plug. And they said, if she's going to be Aser vis-a-vis Tuma V'Tahara, and in those days, the shear, the normal shear, was a larger amount, and it was pretty common to have these bugs. So there was a low plug that was made by Tuma, and they said that she also has to be Aser L'Baila. How could you tell the woman, how are you going to explain to her and say, yeah, that Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYochid is like this, but Safik Lebaila, that's too confusing. So what did they do in the time of the Beis HaMikdash? They said, if you can't be Toled, because it's larger than the Makoles, so then in such a case, you have to be Machmir. If she was Machmir, so then he said, you have to be Machmir Lebaila. That's this Gzeira. In Kenim Advarim. First of all, Vamevin Yavin, it sounds closer to Tosos. Udime and Halacha. It comes along Chassam Sofer, and Chassam Sofer says, so we're still following the halachos of that original gzeira of the low plug by Tuma. That low plug of Tuma. If we're still following that original gzeira, so then in such a case, we follow what was the makolas in that day, and that's the shir of Manazah. So that's the answer. We really believe that it came from the woman. We're not sticking our head in the sand. We really do believe. But the halacha says that within ksamim, you're allowed to be tola up until that point for tumatara. And that's the halacha bizman hazeh. In kenim advarim, so I just want to point out, that according to the Chassam Sofer, even though of course the Chassam Sofer is going with the ravid, the balei hanefesh, that there is kesem bizman hazeh, but you see that even the Chassam Sofer understands that the starting point was a gzeira from Taharis. That shows that the Baal HaEshkol wasn't so far off at all. And as the Halakha L'Maisa, we're Moda. to the Baal HaEshkol. We're moaning to the Baal HaEshkol that the original Zera was by Tumah V'Tahara. The question was whether ever that was extended Labaila. Was ever extended Labaila. So we assume yes, the Raivin, we follow the Raivin of Bali Nefesh and Rov Rishonim. But even the what Rav Rosenzweig Shita would call echoes, there are even echoes of the Shita of the Eshkol in our Halacha L'maisa as well. And it makes so much more sense that to say that we really believe that it came, that it came, that there was a bed bug. It's not that we really believe it was a bed bug, but it's a Gzeira Ba'alma. It's a Gzeira Ba'alma without our Gosha. She's Muteres. It's a Gzeira Ba'alma. If it's a Gzeira Ba'alma, so then when it comes to the Hagdara is Allah in Tumah V'Tahara, and in Tumah V'Tahara it always was Makos. B'mheir Yibane Beis HaMikdash, we'll be Zolcha to ask, the Chavetz Chaim, whoever it will be, Moshe Rabbeinu, Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, the Gra, whoever we're going to ask. So we'll ask them, and maybe the halacha is different, Bizman is that. It might come out that we have to be more machmir, because that was Bizmanov, that was the Shir Makol, some was the Tzli of Tumah V'Tahara. Maybe some will say something else. Maybe the halachas will change. Maybe we'll make a, maybe there'll be a halacha in Tumah V'Tahara, and we won't make a low plug to be machmir Yishol Abayla. I could hear someone, you know, in Chassidus to say such a thing, that was Bizmanam, you have to make a low pluk. Come the future, you don't. Nachzor in Yaneinu, this is the Shita of the Chassam Sofer, and I think this Shita is really, really important, both in the Hakdama, in a fundamental Chakira, whether Ksamim comes from Tumah V'Tahara or not, that even though we say she's Asura Labaila, the Chassam Sofer's take on passing like those Rishon against the Baal HaEshkol is it accepts part of what the Baal HaEshkol says, and that is that the original Zera was a Halach on Tumah V'Tahara. Finally, that broadens the topic in a Chakira that everybody should know. Many of you might have come across this if you learned Gittin or Ksubis, and that is there is a famous Chakira. In general, I don't like learning Chakiras. I only come to the Chakiras when the Chakiras are Nogeya, the Halacha. I don't like learning Chakiras, both in Gemara and in Halacha, but this is a Chakira everybody should know, that the Aslan, the Reis, Rabbi Yosef Engel Zatzal, had a beautiful Chakira in Hilchos in Nida. And that is Nida, the reason why a husband is not allowed to be with her wife when she's a Nida, is that because a Nida is Tmeya, and therefore a husband is not allowed to be with his wife when she's Tmeya? Or there are two separate halachas. One is that Nida is Tmeya, she can't go up to Har HaBayis. And then there's another halacha that says that a Nida is Asura Labaila. There's two separate halachas. Does the Isser of a woman being with her husband as a Nida, is that a halacha in Erva or is a halacha in Tumah? Which one is it? So Yosef Engel has this Chakira in Klaus of Beis. He points out that the famous, beautiful Rashi in Gittin, that Vavam Beis, Kol HaMatal Ema Yisera B'Soch Beiso, if you put too much fear in your house, so you'll come Chatz V'Chalila to Giluy Arayos, and that the woman is going to feel pressure to be with her husband even when she's awesome. Unfortunately, there are men like this, that there are men who create an unhealthy environment in their house. And because of that unhealthy environment, it could be that she would not be with her husband, that she would not go to the mikvah for whatever technical reason. So that's what the Gemara says. And Rashi says that Gilui Arayis is this case of being Nefshal Nida. So now, if we say it's Halach and Tumah V'Tahara, so then why do you call it Gilui Arayis? It's Halach and Tumah V'Tahara. That a man is not allowed to be with his wife to make himself Tameh, because Allah is that a man who sleeps with a Nida, he becomes Tameh. Mashma from the Rashi, that it's a separate Isser. Of course she has Allah and Tumah, but the Isser Labaila is a separate, independent Isser. And that is how the Asman D'Oraisa concludes. He also concludes with that famous Gra that we've mentioned in the past, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. And Bein Dam L'Dam, the Gra says, is Isser V'Heter, and that's Dam Nida. Beinega lenega is taharas. So you see from the Gra himself that you have taharas l'chud and iser baila l'chud. So the Gra, as well as he quotes the Kuzari, all seem to say that the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara is not what creates the iser l'baila. This is the famous chakira of the Aslan D'Oraisa when it comes to iser nida itself. So now, what's interesting though, is even though when it comes to iser nida, so then we have a Chakira, and the Aslan D'Oraisa seems to come out that according to most, take a look at the whole piece, that when it comes to Nida, it's
not connected to Tumah v'Tahara. It could be that Ksamim, according to the Chassam Sofer, that the Hagdoras of Ksamim is borrowed from Tumah v'Tahara. So it comes out, it's not so poshut, that when it comes to Nida d'Oraisa, you have two different worlds. You have the world of the Isser Labayla, and you have Tumah v'Tahara. And the two are separate. However, the Chassam Sofer argued, and we saw Sefer Eshkol held this Ad Kedei Kach, that he didn't have Ksamim at all, this manazah. So that we reject. But the Chassam Sofer says that the halachos of Ksamim was a low plug from Tumah v'Tahara. So therefore, even though Nida d'Oraisa is a separate din, according to most Rishon, a separate Isser, but Ksamim might have been a Gzeira Midrabanan that stems, and everything comes full circle, it stems from Tumah v'Tahara. Hence, we understand more the Lashon of Gezeira, in our Shulchan Aruch. Then Kuf Tzadi, when the Mechaber says it's a Gezeira, what type of Gezeira is this? So according to the Chassam Sofer, this was a Gezeira that was originally a Gezeira of Tumah v'Tahara, which of course, we're not going to be Mevatel today. The Eshkol says, maybe we should be Mevatel today. Says the Raivan, no. We see that it has halachos also in regards to Kachim and others, and we don't assume that way. And with that, with understanding that it's a gzera that comes from Tumah, this will answer what bothers many chassanim. And that is, yes, we don't believe that it really came from a beg bug, but in Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, if we say that the halacha is that we could be told up until the makolas, and it's still an extension of that original gzera of Tumah v'Tahara, then it makes sense that bizman hazeh we still use that original shir, because without the hargasha, she's tahora. But just there was a gzera midrabanan, and that gzera midrabanan is Tumah v'Tahara. Just how many times do people really think about that? How important is Tumah v'Tahara to us? All of Hilchos Ksamim, according to the Chassam Sofer, is the reflection of Shema Yibanim Beis Hamikdash. It's all part of that original Mehera Yibanim Beis Hamikdash. Not Shema Yibanim, Mehera Yibanim Beis Hamikdash. Yeah.
So, see the Chassam Sofer is. Does that mean does that go against like the Sidrei Tara that definition in Rashi?
Yes. I mean the following: that if you have the way we follow in Shulchan Aruch, that it's a gzera, so then everything cuts very, very smoothly. It's this entirely gzera. Once you say that there's a suffix of hargasha, then it's a little bit more complicated. I can't say I know for sure it doesn't fit in what we were saying, Bedas Rashi. That I would require more amelus for. But what the Chassam Sofer does fit in, is that's how we were saying it right now, that in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that it's a gzera. If it's a gzera, in other words, the halacha lemaisa for chassanim goes really beautifully. You teach it's a gzera, and that gzera is a gzera in Tumah v'Tahara, and that explains this weird halacha. Everything makes sense. You know, Rav Schechter has that beautiful story that part of the story is unfortunate, that when they had galachim coming into the Beis Medrash in yeshiva, so in YU they would have to show galachim around and so on and so forth. What? Priests. So what happened was that they want to learn from us, quote unquote, learn from us. How we're so successful in our rabbinic schools. So our percentages, B'li Ayin Hara, of people who are interested in going into the pulpit is much greater than theirs. So first of all, Rav Schechter said that it's obvious because their religion doesn't make any sense, and what they ask them to do doesn't make any sense. So, you know, to be celibate and so on, we don't ask that. HaTorah, HaKadosha doesn't. And then he said the two chavrusas were they realized that the key is not us the rabbeim, the key is you. What do you mean you when you harav b'chavrusa? That's what we have that they don't have. We also have Torah Misina. The Rebbe is teaching Torah Misina also. That's also something we have. But they decided that what's revolutionary, what they want to learn is from the chavrusa systems. They took them to the Beis Medrash and they saw two chavrusas screaming at each other. And so one of the galachim bent down, he said to the boy, he said to him, why are you screaming at him? He said, my chavrus is saying something that doesn't make sense. Rashi doesn't say it. Rav Schechter said those words, he started crying. And he said, my chavrus is saying something that doesn't make sense. And he turned to the priest and he said, and in our religion, everything has to make sense.
Everything has to make sense. Everything has to make sense. By the way, that's true in Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Sav, there are things that we don't understand. There's such a thing as Kukim. But he was explaining Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's what he was explaining. Rav Shaftah got very emotional by that. So we don't believe in the heebie-jeebies. You know, it's not that, oh, you know, we say that it came from a bed bug and all of a sudden, you know, that... No, it has to make sense. This halach of Tliya B'Ksam has got to make sense. So now with the Schus HaKsam Sefer, it makes sense. And it's connected to already that issue from the Raiv and the Bala Nefesh. Now it makes sense, up until now. And I remember as a Chassan, I was bothered. I didn't understand what's behind it. Could be there are other explanations, but it's got to make sense. It's got to make sense. And when you're learning Hilchas Nida, it's not just to pass the Bechina, to spit back what the Rebbe said. And I'm sure the Rabbein would rather that you fight it out and some things not do chazara and not answer all the questions on the test. And to really, really understand Torah Sheba'al Peh, that's our amelus. And that's one of the beautiful things, the legends of Rav Soloveitchik. It's not just a legend, it's Mamish Ar Mesorah. And that is that we harav and we harav and harav until we could finally make sense. Okay, enough with the commercials. Let's go back and learn. Yeah?
I have two questions. I'm going to Yosef Engel. He agrees with the Gra that it's a Nisar Erev,
yeah.
So then shouldn't you need Adam to be Adam Makiyama Gavit?